How are you doing on... We're finding service harder than tools. Tools is easy, but it's service. But that's where the value increases. So what have you got?
Well, we started off with thinking that our service is our knowledge or expertise. Then we possibly went below that. It's, well, actually, the service is our power, the power of our explanations and helping them understand.
Okay.
So that is the service or the product that they get. The product they buy gets with us. It is the security because they will understand what's going on better.
Okay.
That is a product.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who walks in through the door, they'll end up at the end of the meeting having that thing.
Yes.
Better understanding, more confidence.
Okay. Which makes the other stuff the tools?
So the tools was all the software, this program, credential, back platforms.
Okay.
And also, we said it creates meeting room as a tool.
The environment.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I suppose our meeting rooms are tools. It's just that they're not really very efficient tools.
But now we know we're going to go and paint them green and put up flowers.
Now I've got to just make it four times the size it is.
Yes.
It's really very capable.
With a hot tub in.
I have one poor lady who is in one of these huge electric wheelchairs. And trying to manoeuvre her into the meeting room before the meeting is quite difficult.
So you've not got a hot tub in your meeting room?
Sorry?
You've not got a hot tub in the meeting room?
No.
Nice jacuzzi. Great environment to work
well,
in.
Well, that's right.
Can you imagine that?
This is like having your birthday.
Changing rooms.
Yes.
Hot tub.
Our relationship is going to be like a rebirth. And so we're going to start in this birth.
Yes.
Join me in the sauna.
Right. Are you agreeing with us?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have started there, but now that you've started, I think, that's interesting. That's interesting. And then the challenge will be how you communicate and articulate that as a service rather than just a nice thing for them to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how would you do that?
How do you turn it into the product?
Yeah, how do you turn it into... How do you articulate that as a structured service to deliver that feeling? How do I do that?
Well, the test will be that, and the way that you will know this is happening is that whenever I've discussed about something to you,
right,
as I do, I ask them to say, depending on what it is, imagine you were in the bar with the coffee or whatever, and one of the friends said to you, what have you just done with Simon? Tell me what you've done.
Right.
And then they say, why have you done that? And I said, no, answer it. And they look at me, and then I say, no, answer it.
Right.
And then they say, and it's to get them to come out with the non-jargon, why they're actually doing this huge thing.
Right.
And I say, well, you know what you're doing.
So I will test Simon told me to.
I will test
it. Yes.
Yes, well, they do say that to begin with, but, you know, of course, make it so that so I can say, and I'll be testing you effectively. I will be checking, and you will know if you know.
Okay. So my challenge for you, Simon, is to start at the dream level when you get back to the office. Start where we started today, which was the dream.
Yes.
So take what I'm doing, and you know what I'm doing. Okay. But I've started to rethink my dream. What's my dream here? What am I trying to do? Am I just making money from workshops? No, I'm going about it the hard way, which is start with a big dream, which is, I want to change things in this profession. I just want to change the way advisors function and work and think about clients. Okay, I then articulated that into some sort of clear vision. I believe next generation IFAs do this, 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 and this. And it's really clear. There's no ambiguity there. If you want to just work on profit, then go somewhere else to Brett or to whatever. Yeah, just get another coach. But if you want to work in this way, this is what we do here. So it's taking a dream, turning it into a vision. And then you say, well, how do you deliver that vision? Well, I've got to then structure a product service of programs and consultancy and products, tools, in order to help people get from where they are today to where I'm suggesting they could be. And that's an 18-month process. So that's the product I've created to get them from here to where the dream is in my head. So I've started from dream, created a vision, made it clear, and then I said, right, my programs, products and tools will just help deliver IFAs who can do that. Okay, do you see? Go from here down to the relationship we have, yeah, that's great. And then the programs, that's my product. And inside is tools, which is workbooks and audios and videos. And, yeah. But it's taking a dream right down here with clarity. So what I'd like from you is, okay, one sheet of paper, what's the dream, what's the vision, and how do you deliver that in reality to the clients? Okay. And that's a tough one. And most IFAs, 99%, will not want to do that exercise mentally because it's just hard work.
I do have a slight... It's talking about dreams in the context of trying to advise a client. My client's from security.
Yeah.
And if I go to them, and I go to them and say, I have this dream about what I'm trying to deliver, what I'm trying to do. I want to touch the service with them, but it legally, to me, it might sound a bit wishy-washy.
You'll be surprised. I don't think Martin. I don't think Martin Luther King sounded wishy-washy to anybody.
No.
So your challenge, as the storyteller, because that's your job as the entrepreneur. That's where a financial planner isn't any good. That's where an entrepreneur is brilliant, because an entrepreneur understands I have to learn how to tell this story in a way that moves people because I am moved. So if you really mean it. And I know you mean, because I've worked with you so long now. If you really mean that security is important in these people's lives, okay, that there is a way of being secure, but not only that, but there's a way of being secure and still living the kind of life that you want to live, not just financially, but emotionally as well. Dreams that you've had for 50 years that you think you couldn't afford, well, maybe you can. And let me show you how to do that without taking risks and still being... I mean, there's just so much possibility here, Simon, in this age group here. These people aren't dead, okay? They've got life ahead of them. And maybe they have dreams that they have shared with you or not, and maybe they don't believe they could even live them. Yeah? And maybe you're the catalyst to help turn yearnings into reality. That's the power I think you have.
Yes.
I think you're at such a privileged position, Simon, at this point of relationship.
We all are.
Yeah. You can help turn yearnings into reality. That's the possibility. That's where the dream is.
Yes, so all I've started done here is what do I stand for? So trying to help them understand the purpose, but also somehow exceed expectations. I have a dream that you will be able to do more than you expected or achieve more than you expected.
Yeah, that's the possibility. And
if you work with me.
And to open up.
To tell a 70-year-old or 65-year-old that if you work with me, you'll be able to do more than you expected.
Well, maybe you can't. Maybe you can't. And that's why I said to you.
But what I would like to do.
Yeah, and that's why I said to you, go back to the marketing workshop in which we described the six different retirement characteristics. There are six completely different types of people in retirement, and they are very different. And you've got to make a decision. Maybe I don't want to work with adventurers, male or female. Maybe I don't want to work with aspirers, male or female. Maybe I don't want to work with people who have more life left in them to live. Maybe I don't. But maybe you do. I tell you, I would love to work with people who not only feel what I feel and get love and soul and spirit and the dream of life, the wonder of life, not only get that as opposed to just buying more things, okay, but what life is really all about, the richness of life. But I'd like to work with people who are 60 and 65, but who still think, you know what? I spoke to my mum the other day. She's 84. She spends about 30% of her week visiting the old folk. She's 84. I said, Mum, why do you do that? So they need me. They just, you know, they're so lonely and they're isolated and they're not feeling, and they're just given up on life. I want to show them life has wonder to it. 84. And I want to work with people like that. And I'm not saying you must. I'm just saying, you know what? For you, knowing who you are, the kind of person you are with your family and the way you think and feel about life, there just might be people out there who are 65 who don't want to create another business but who see wonder in life and want to do something with it. and maybe you'll get more joy and fulfillment. Maybe out of work. I'm just making it up. Does that make sense? Maybe you won't, but maybe you will. Yeah. Okay. And final mini exercise, really simple yes or no questions. Turn to page 33 and give yourself your mini audit. Yes, no audit. Just grab your pen and yes, no it. Not complex. Tools, product, relationship.
Okay.
The TPR mix. quick self audit. It's not an intelligence test, and it's certainly not to beat yourself up. Okay? It's just where are you on the journey? And we're all at different places. Can't all be the same. And then when you get back to the office, Hilary, on page 34, is, having said that to yourself, page 34 is, in the next 90 days, what are you going to do about it? But not 10 things, just 3. Don't beat yourself up and kill yourself. Just 3 things. Because you've got enough to do with the end of the tax year and everything else. Just 3 things over the next 90 days. Think in 90-day chunks. What can I do in 90 days on 3 of those things? In other words, don't leave this workshop on the shelf. Implement some of what you've learned into your business in the next 90 days. Otherwise, it's been really nice meeting you, but really would have been a waste of time. I know you've had a nice time. The food wasn't bad. You're lovely people. You got to know each other. Now you can contact each other. But see what you can do about making this shift in your business. Let me leave you with this. Simon just got me going, and I got off. I think the phrase is I got off on one. I just went a bit over passionate with Simon Holdsworth, who's I have a lot of time for. Probably the most fun meeting I've had in many a years was down in Cornwall. What bay was that?
Watergate Bay.
Lovely, October, shirt sleeves, no jackets, waves pounding in front of us. It was wonderful. So we'll have to try and find an environment like that for our retreat in the autumn. So Inner Circle clients will get on a retreat in the autumn. Only Inner Circle clients. I just think all of you are in a tremendously privileged position. I think this goes beyond pensions and stuff. This goes into how you can change people's lives and help them fulfill yearnings, Simon, and little dreams that maybe they thought they really couldn't fulfill. And with your wisdom and experience and professional skills, they probably could. They just don't know how to do it yet. And I think that counselling that you do, that coaching, that communication at this sacred point of sale, where you're not talking about product stuff, you're talking about their feelings and their life. And it does really get sacred. It's almost like walking on sacred ground when they start sharing their feelings with you. Who's ever had a client cry with them when you start asking the questions? And when you learn to ask the appropriate questions, not in order to make them cry, but it's not unusual for grown, tough alpha males to be in tears when the appropriate questions are asked that actually have some real meaning in their life, rather than just the stuff. Then it gets quite intimate, and the privilege is yours to help change the condition of that client's life. not to flog them something or to even make their money grow by an extra 2%. And really, who gives a damn? Really. But to help them change the conditions of their life. Nicola said to one of her clients, well, yeah, of course the market's gone down 30%. What would you expect in the middle of a recession and a crash? But what do you care? Silence. We just met 3 weeks ago and you're absolutely on plan to achieve the life that you said you wanted when we first met. You're completely on plan. What do you care if the market's gone down 30%? It's just not relevant. Your life is what's relevant. And the money is just there to help support what's really interesting, which is what you want out of your life. Money, as who knows, Brooke Breer Dobson? Yeah, Tony? Tim? Yeah, Tim Breer? No? Andrew Brooke Dobson. You know, look at their website. Go to Brooke Breer Dobson's website. Have a look what they think about money. They're basically saying it's seriously boring. And we're financial planners. What's really interesting is what we can help you do with your life, with your money. That's what they believe. And they are pretty high profile. Thank you so much for working with me in a pretty tiring workshop, but I hope something has happened today that's good for you. I would seriously suggest you look hard at the IP marketing, dominant marketing program. There's nothing like it anywhere. Designed in order to answer Nick Cann's request, which was, David, it's time now for the industry to learn how to market itself and articulate what it's really worth. And so we designed that program. Love to see you on the 4-day program, London and Manchester. Thank you so much for attending. Is there anything else you want to share before we leave and before you shoot home? Anything you've learnt today that you want to ask a question on? Was your brain so addled? Okay, one from each table. Stuff you got out of today. Tony, what have you got out of today?
I thought I had it all cracked. No, I didn't, because I wouldn't be here if I did. I knew I hadn't got it all cracked. But this has helped to hone those areas that there is further work to do.
Right.
The initial work that I was supposed to do last week, which I did at 5 o'clock this morning, made me realise that this was going to be a really worthwhile day. It got me thinking, even before we started. And I'm certainly going to go away with things to do this week.
Okay.
From it.
Good. David, quick summary from you. Thank you, Tony.
Loads of things, really. One particular idea that I latched onto was the great phrase of dynastic planning, because we have had a couple of good instances where we've done a bit of cross-generation planning for a couple of good clients, and we didn't even tweak to start thinking of marketing that as a concept in its own right. And just the extra value that can add to a single relationship would be quite significant for our practice.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Nicholas?
Single thing for me, really, is a clear way of articulating our proposition rather than fumbling around the edges.
Okay. Thank you. Simon?
Really, I focus more on our business model. And really glad that I came all the way off tomorrow just to spend time with my business partner reiterating what we've done today and making sure we're going forward in the right direction.
Excellent, thank you. And David?
I think it's confirmed what I thought when I started, that I'm at a watershed. I've got to make some decisions. I've done quite a bit towards marketing, nowhere near the scratching surface, but I have started, because years ago I poo-pooed marketing completely. I thought it was a complete waste of time. I've completely come round on that. But I, as a very small business, I've really got some tough questions to ask as to what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And this has helped me certainly getting a clear idea of what I present. Because if I say, I don't know, 3 or 4 more good years, if you like, that I could design a business that could do that. And at that point, I could just stop. And I wouldn't have to have the business to have any value. I'm not dependent on the business for my retirement. So that it's just trying to crystallise all those thoughts together and come to a decision.
Yeah.
So you've asked some questions, I've got to answer them.
Yes. Gary.
Yeah, the same thing really. I'm at a turning point in my business where I'm trying to sell one business so I can concentrate on doing financial planning. And this again emphasises that I need to nail the proposition, nail the service, nail the whole process around that. Every time I think I've got it, I tweak it a bit. I'm still not totally convinced that I've got it. But this again brings home that I need to concentrate on that side of it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Henry.
Well, I think as Nick said, it's about clarity. This one here is the page that I'm looking at again, because it's the clarity, simplicity, consistency, and everything. And for me, I think that's the part that I want to focus on. So.
Thank you. Just turn, if you would, as we conclude, to everybody to understand where we're going in the next 2 years. Turn page 35. Sorry, it's not more work. You can actually stop working now. Okay, there are already 10 workshops Inner Circle clients prepared. Okay, this is where we're going over the next couple of years. Next one is, whatever we call it, will be about designing what everybody's saying is now the service proposition. Okay, but how to do that in order to attract the appropriate level of fees. Then there'll be the transformational first meeting. How do you make that first meeting really transformational and magic to cement this high quality relationship with you and the business? Then there'll be 4 marketing workshops. It really will take that much understanding to get what's going on inside you out there into the market, so that you only ever attract the perfect type of client who will pay you the value that you're really worth, which is probably far more than you're currently creating. 4 workshops. Then there'll be the internal systems and team stuff. Then a fun workshop that we ran a couple of years ago called the 4-day weekend. How to create a 4-day weekend. Work 3-day working week. And then developing, for those that are slightly older, like me, value inside the business should you ever wish to merge, acquire, create a succession plan, legacy or whatever. So those are all the things on the shelf that we'll pull down, not necessarily in this order, but that's what's coming. Those of you that are guests, what happens now is that you now have decision to make on the four workshop program, the dominant marketing strategy program for the IFP. Don't have to be an IFP member, just costs less if you do. And I will also contact all of you to say, look, do you want a one-on-one discovery meeting before you either choose to go on a program or choose project consultancy or choose to say, see you sometime, love you lots, but not today, thank you. Okay. Good. Very nice meeting you. Thank you so much for working with me. You look exhausted. Exhausted. I'm sorry I do that to you, but I do get passionate about this. If you could fill in the feedback sheets, please, before you go, give it some thought. That's the last couple of pages, you'll find the feedback sheet. Please, could you fill in that feedback sheet for me? Be as honest as you're able. Okay. I'll have Martin's shoulder to cry on, so he'll protect me from your tough comments. Just be truthful. Time for truth. So I'll contact each of you individually over the next couple of weeks to see where you want to go with this. But the IFP program, deadline for the fee structure you've got there is Friday. It's worth £800. see you. Thanks, Martin. Okay, and if you end up being on project consultancy, it'll be someone like Martin you'll be working with on the marketing side. Thank you, Martin. Talk to you soon. Okay. You all right?
Yeah.
Got it. Simon, I'd like to talk soon about the autumn retreat. I'm asking Andrew to help me structure it and find a location. I'd like to talk soon about what should be in it. Just bounce ideas around. I'll call you, if that's okay. You've got a numb bum.